In parallel, let's get started here. So up next, we have Mark Hulges, if I pronounce it.
Yeah, that's mostly correct.
For German.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Even for French people, it's complicated.
Okay, he also worked on the GCC Rust front end for a bit, and I think via that got involved in the Gottfried Compiler Explorer, and now he's telling us what the Compiler Explorer can do for GCC developers, actually.
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Mark. I'm a compiler engineer at HIDACORE, and today we'll talk about Compiler Explorer in the context of GCC. So what's Compiler Explorer? So for people who may not know what the Compiler Explorer is, it's a website where you can enter a program in some language, for example C, on the left, and you can pick one or more compilers and get the corresponding assembly. So that's the very basic usage. Compiler Explorer was created mostly 10 years ago by Matt Godbolt. So that's why you may know the website as Godbolt, because he was hosting it on his own domain, and it stuck. So now people are referring it at, as Godbolt. We are now a team of 8 people. We host like 2,000 compilers, support more like 60 languages. We have around 4 million compilation jobs per week. And thanks to our sponsors and Patreons and stuff like that, we are able to pay the bill every month of around $2,000. In the interest of time, I will only showcase a very small subset of what the website can do. So if maybe you should go and check out by yourself and experiment and see if there's something that you can find useful on the website. And at the end, I will answer questions and maybe get feedback or feature ideas. So basic use case. So I'll try with the live site if it works. If it's not too slow. OK. So let's say you have a C file. Then you can add a compiler like this. So by default, it's GCC. You can see that the assembly is color-coded to match with the user source code on the left. you can also execute the code. So for example, here, you can see that the printf is displayed on the bottom here. You can also ask to stop after the assembler and get instead the objdump view of the object file. So you can see here that you still have the relocation in the file. Or you can also ask for a full link for the program. Well, yeah, still. And you can see that the relocations are gone and it's resolved. the last thing that I wanted to show is that you can share this by clicking on share. You get a link. And if you send this link to someone and they open it, they will get the exact same setup and layout. So it's very useful to share some code, bugs and stuff like that. The next use case is if you need, for example, multiple files. So that's the case, for example, in Ada, where you have to have different files for the package. For example, the foo package is in the two files named foo.adb and ads. Oops. And we have a main unit called example. So this unit is using the foo package, you can see here. And you should see, yeah. I'm also using an input file called input. So we can also put like text file in it if you need that. And then you can add, as before, a compiler. So it's not compiling because I need ADA22. And you get the same features as before. So you can execute, get the object files. You can share the session. Everything works as before. So that's the very basic use cases. We support many more features. You can build your program using CMake. We have GPU support, so you can execute code on actual GPUs. You can see both the target and the host view of the code. We have diff views for assembly, so you can compare the output of different compilers or the same compilers with different options. We support libraries, environments. There is documentation for some ISA and many more. So please try it yourself and experiment. Now, the first feature that can be useful for compiler development is the conformance view. So, for example, if you have a bug report with, so in this case, it's from the GCC Bugzilla. It's an internal compiler error. You can use the conformance view to find when it started regressing. So you add and conformance view. And from there, you can add some compiler. So GCC, x86, so for example, trunk. So you can see this is red. So there's an error. If you hover on the right, you can see the backtrace. So it's an internal compiler error. So from there, you can just duplicate and check with a different compiler. So GCC 13, so still failing. And you can do that for all the compilers. So I won't do this now because a bit short of time. But okay, I will skip this one and just use so this is local, so there's only a subset of compilers, but it's fast. And you can see that you see quickly where the problem started, so around the 13 release. And the nice part is if you want to modify the code and see if it changes anything, the view will update itself, so you can play around and see if you can have better ideas and things like that. And again, you can share the session and send it to anyone. Something I used during my day job, where I need to test against different compiler or targets or language, I create empty templates, meaning that I simply create the conformance view with the compilers I'm interested in for the given target and the language. And I leave the code mostly empty. And whenever I need to test something against C++ for x85 targets, I click the link, the share link. This opens up, I copy-paste the code, and I directly have the result. I don't have to add the compilers by hand every time. So that's it for the conformance view. Very recently, Jeremy in the team added the support for the GIMPL. So it means that now you can use GIMPL as any other language in the Compiler Explorer. So maybe that's useful for some of you. You can just copy-paste and use any GCC starting from the 9 release. We also have dumps, support for the dumps Dave and Jeremy talked about previously. So I'll so this is a C. I can, as before, add the compiler. Then you can add GCC 3 RTL. And from there, you have access to all the dumps that GCC emits, like this. If you need, you can filter between the 3 IPR RTL. And you have access to all the options that you would have from the command line. And again, if you change something, like, I don't know, the optimization, the view should refresh itself. Okay. So believe me, it should work, but okay. And that's for the mostly used dumps. But if you have debug dumps from frontends, for example, I've added the one for the ADA, we cannot support you. Simply have to ask, and maybe we can guide you, or we can do this ourselves. So just ask, and we'll be happy to help. Something else we offer are the nightly compilers. For GCC, we build a subset of supported targets from the GCC master branch. We also build from a different repository, for example, the COBOL or the Rust one for GitHub. We can build topic branches, if you have some, that you would like to see on the public website. Or we can build more complex stuff like the Rusty CodeGen GCC, where you need to take Rust C, build GCC and stuff like that, and package and publish it on the website. So again, ask, and maybe we can help. We provide an API where you have access to the basic feature, mostly compile and execute. So you can use that from shell script to do tests, or you can embed this in application, plugin, IDE. For example, this is a screenshot from a tool I've done for work using, I can run against different compilers using filters from the command line, so I find it very useful.